This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think Hunter versus Hunted is how people view you big picture. Meaning when you're not 13-0, they just, okay, this is one of the teams we have to beat to prove that we're the best or that we're in their league. I don't think that's where we are with this Cavs team yet, even though they've had a lot of success the last 2.5 years. This is something immediately like, yeah, I would imagine the more your winning streak you accrue, the more teams are going to get amped up to play you, even the crappy teams, because they'd like to have that little, you know, feather in their cap of, hey, we might suck, but at least we went ahead and ended that streak.
Oh, I don't know that you get a. I don't know that other teams are approaching it that way. I don't know. You think they're approaching it? I'm genuinely asking. Do you think like the Pistons, for instance, are like, hey, this is how we show the NBA?
I mean, I think the farther you get into this, yes. Like, I think
you can be the one that snaps the 20 game win streak.
I think it's like an incremental build. Like, I think the one team that I'm fairly confident won't is the Celtics because I don't think they care. Like. I think the Celtics are still coasting on that whole title thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't think they.
Good thing to coast off of.
Even if the Cavs have like a 4 or 5 game lead off them by the time they meet up, what is that, 3 games from now? I don't think the Celtics are going to care. I think they just are going to. Oh, it's Cleveland. Oh, they're how many games?
This is why you chose the Hornets as a potential spoiler team the other day, right?
The look ahead.
The look ahead.
Who cares about this Hornets team? We got to play the Celtics coming up. Yeah, no, I mean, that's a kind of way. Like, if this ends within the next week, that's how it ends.
Okay.
Of like a. I mean, I guess you could say it ends with Boston because Boston has every right to beat you. They're a really good team. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I mean, I'm trying to figure out what bad teams get up for and get excited for. You know, if you're on a bad team, you get excited to play LeBron. You probably get excited to play whoever the NBA title winner is of that year. Like, you probably get excited. Like, there's a few teams that you're guaranteed to get pumped up for. If I'm a Hornets fan, am I tuning in like, we got a chance to play spoiler to the Cavs in a 20-game win streak?
Maybe it's because I know Hornets fans 100%.
100%, okay.
Yeah, 100%. All right.
Hey, you lived in the bottom of the basement way more recently than we have with the Cavs here, with the Hornets stuff.
So
actually, that might have been the same timeline, if we're being honest.
So we played the Shaq thing at the start of the show, where on last night's broadcast, Shaq was like, I give them no credit. Sorry, it was 2 nights ago, right? That was last night. Good Lord. I don't know why I said 2 days ago. I was thinking TNT on Tuesdays. But Shaq basically was like, I give Kenny Atkinson no credit. It's Donovan Mitchell. Which actually is the dumbest year to have that conversation. Because Donovan's scoring is 23 points per game, which is like 5 points per game off what he's doing the other 2 years he's been here. So if you wanted to say I give it to Donovan and Darius and Evan and Jarrett, maybe you'd talk more, but just the idea of Kenny Atkinson deserves no credit and Donovan deserves all the credit feels like maybe Shaq hasn't actually watched Cavs basketball this year.
I think that's not like the base of their show, right? Yeah. Is that like they watch basketball, what's in front of them, but they're not really watching much else outside of that, and the Cavs have not been in front of them.
So you're ready, though, to give out at least a kudo, if not all the kudos, to somebody else.
Dump my whole credit bucket on someone's front lawn here. Okay, you ready?
It's like Rip Tyler when he would just throw the sparkles on people.
Just throw it on the lawn, and then yeah, yes.
Is it like a glitter bomb?
You know I'm a fan of the glitter
bomb. A kudo
bomb. It's a kudo bomb. Kudo glitter bomb. And I don't know. I just, why aren't we talking about Kobe Altman in this at all? Like, Kobe Altman had stones when everyone was telling him break up. The guards in the back, break up the two big men. Two big men and two undersized guards is never going to work. We had guys we liked. People were like, oh, Brandon Ingram, bring him here. Mikal Bridges. We got an actual arguments over which wing was going to end up coming here. And Kobe Altman was like, no. We all need to stay pat. We all need to just calm down. I'm not trading anybody. And yeah, the value on Darius was in the, it's just an absolute toilet. So maybe he was forced to do this way. But I think at some point we got to acknowledge, like, Kobe Altman didn't budge. When the whole world was telling him to budge, he didn't budge. That's worth something.
So you get credit for not selling low on players?
You get credit for this. Yes, you do. You get
like
credit
how
for
much credit? Because you just said kudo bomb, and I don't think this is a kudo bomb situation.
Did we go too hard with the glitter bomb? I don't know that we can do it this quick is the only worry I would have here, because I don't know that he's been proven right that the two guard and two big setup is exactly what any team needs. But look at the way that Atkinson has been doing this. He's been comboing them up in such an interesting way. It's Mobley and Mitchell, and then it's Allen and it's Garland. And like within the staggering of the minutes, they've been able to make it work.
All right, so this is dependent on one of two things. Do you think JB was fired by Kobe, or do you think Kobe was forced to fire JB? So that's a one part.
I think Kobe was still forced to fire JB. I think we started getting back into the health of the top brass over there, the people that actually make the decisions, and I think that's how that went down.
You're talking Dan Gilbert.
Of course.
So, okay, so that's 25%.
I don't know why I just didn't want to say his name, but I didn't want to say his
He's
name.
He's not Voldemort.
I know. I was like, I'm just not going to refuse to say his name right now.
He's done a lot of nice things this town. So that's 25% kudo removed from Kobe Altman. Do you think that
Hold on. We're removing kudo. We're taking it off like it's a pie chart.
Yeah, because
it's no credit at all.
Because he should have fired JB a year earlier, which I should. You know what? I'm removing another 25% kudo for that.
Being late to the party to fire him?
No. He was a year late to the party. We probably sacrificed a playoff series.
Hold on. But the whole kudo chart isn't built on JB Bickerstaff. It's built on this last off season.
It's all ties together.
Built off of this last season.
No,
this is where he gets the credit.
Yeah,
when everyone told him to basically abandon ship, he said, no chance, not today. I'm going to stay firm with what I believe is right.
Half of the NBA did that. It was the worst player movement offseason that I can remember.
The Knicks moved two guys out of their starting five.
All sorts of people moved.
Paul George, not a 76er.
Compare it to what it was supposed to be. We had heard historic movement.
All sorts of players left.
The Pelicans didn't make a move, right? Brandon Ingram. What was the move? For Deontay Murray, right?
That's a big move.
Yeah, okay. But it's not trading Zion, not trading Brandon Ingram. Like, we didn't have the kind of superstar movement we're used to.
We had movement.
Some movement. It's not the kind of movement that you expect. Most of the NBA stood pat on big moves. Clearly, Milwaukee stood pat. That's tough to say. The Dodgers, the Lakers stood pat. This would be so much better if I could get the name right. The Lakers stood pat. There were plenty of teams that stood pat. So, yeah, like there was a long
jam. He had choices.
But here's the thing. I'm not going to give into this because the point is he didn't fire JB a year ago. Then he was forced to fire JB this year.
That's not what I'm basing this off of.
But no, we're talking totality. You don't just base somebody's job off one thing.
This is a pretty big thing. The offseason was a pretty big thing.
Of doing nothing?
Yes. That was a decision.
So
was a massive decision.
So the only thing that they did.
People talked about, you have to break up these two guards. You have to break up the big men. You have to change everything. So many people, caller after caller, I can't stand to watch Garland and Mitchell together. It makes my eyes bleed.
Yeah.
He could have done something. He could have changed it up. He decided not
to. Like, he's going to fire the head coach.
He decided
done that.
That was the only thing he did.
No, he didn't do it.
I don't think he did it. I think
Dan
somebody
Gilbert
else above
did
him did it.
Okay, but now wait. No, play this out with me. Did he hire Kenny Atkinson?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, Okay.
I don't think so. I think that was Gilbert.
The only consequential moves were firing JB.
You get credit for doing nothing in this instance.
No, you don't.
Yes, you
do. Your job is to do something.
Doing nothing and running it back was massive.
The owner had to come off the IR and be like, JB, hit the bricks. Kenny Atkinson, you're that coach.
It would have been very easy to say, Garland, you're out. Ingram, you're in. Let's see what we can do now with the new head coach. He didn't do that. Garland, he trusted the idea that I, as recently as for the previous, I guess, 3 weeks, don't believe is true, that Garland was just a season from hell last year, and that's all last season was, and he's going to have it turned around and everything will look different.
He gets credit for sleeping on the job.
He gets rewarded
for that.
That's
not how this
it's
goes.
It's not sleeping on the job. Yeah. Inaction sometimes is action, and that's what happened here.
All right. No, it's
inaction
not.
Sometimes is action, and that's exactly
Listen,
what happened.
I'm all here for, well, you didn't trade Darius on a low load. That's good. But also, when the number one most consequential thing to happen.
How is it that's good and you would just sweep that under the rug as if that's not something massive?
Because it's not as important
as. How much
as
of the NBA gave up on Darius?
The thing that happened was all owner driven. Like, that's where we are.
I should add, the other thing he did this offseason was extend Donovan Mitchell, the guy that he had the stones to trade for and alter the shape of the franchise.
Is that so
that's
you're going to get
a massive, big balls move,
yeah,
Nick. Yeah.
Extending Donovan?
No. Trading for Donovan and getting that set up and
yeah,
done.
Yeah, he's already been given his kudos for that.
And then he got the extension on top of it. Like, that's,
I think you're trying to shoehorn credit for the guy that deserves the least amount of credit for this
Cavs
team.
Pretty big offseason right there.
That the moves that you actually made. You know what? Jalen Tyson. Great move. No idea if the kid can play, but you took somebody with the 20th pick. You drafted somebody.
Why are you ignoring the obvious here?
Why are you ignoring the fact that he neither hired or fired the coach?
Because it wasn't the biggest move that happened this offseason. The biggest move is keeping the core four together.
I would say the biggest move.
Up. As of right now, the biggest move, ask Chuck. Chuck will attest to it, right, Chuck? It's not. I'm talking to Charles Barkley through audio from last night, by the way, in case you weren't aware. The core four is the reason why this team is 13-0. Atkinson's a part of it, for sure. But, like, that decision was massive. And Kobe Altman deserves some credit.
Yeah, congrats on letting Dan Gilbert do your dirty work. 216-474-0092. I will say, I think that the Darius bouncing back, I do think not making a move, I think it has aged well through 13 games. But Kobe, listen, Kenny Atkinson, because I don't have a frame of reference for Kenny as a head coach because he's the new piece here, I get to grade as we go. The core four in a new context, I get to grade as you go. I do. But I'm not going to reach back 2 years from 2 years ago and be like, hey, remember you did that Donovan thing?
You tried reaching back a year ago and saying he didn't fire J.B. Bickerstaff. So yeah, what's the difference?
Well, because
you said totality. Now you're not giving me totality.
Well, because it's me. But,
okay, then.
But I do think. The point is, you slept on the job 2 years ago when you didn't make a move. You slept on the job this year when the owner made the move for you. Like, by the way, why is the owner more involved? Because this thing didn't go the way you wanted it.
No, we got healthy.
Yeah, I was going to go ahead and say that this thing didn't go the way they wanted it to last year.
No, I think that was a health. Health, and now he's healthy, and now he's more involved.
I think that's a very convenient out for Kobe Altman.
Because
he's the fall guy if this doesn't work out this year, by the way. Darius.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I think 3 years ago, if he'd been healthy, I don't know that Kobe Altman would have made it through 3 years ago.
Are you talking about the play-in season?
Yeah.
I
went back just earlier today. I was looking back at all the think pieces being like, Kobe Altman deserves to be fired. Kobe Altman deserves to lose his job. Like, that's where we were. He's gotten this turned around very, very quickly.
I just think.
And in a very impressive
Kobe
way.
Kobe Altman should be judged based off this team sticking together by what happens in the playoffs. So, no kudo for me right now.
And that might be the end result. It might be what happens in the playoffs, the way a lot of these conversations tend to go. But through 13 games, his inaction, being the action, seemed like a pretty big one.
Yeah, except Dan Gilbert is the guy that hired Kenny Atkinson, and I think Kenny Atkinson's the reason you're 13-0.
So many people were saying, you have to break this up. You can't do this core four. We can't watch Darius and Donovan play together. It doesn't work, and he ignored them all. Yeah. And right now, through 13 games,
did
seems like he was the right guy.
Did he not have a hand to play? Like, you're acting like an action was a choice. It might have been the choice.
You could break it up if you wanted to.
You might have. No. What?
You would have got pennies on the dollar, but you could break it up if you wanted to.
For what? For whom?
It would have been change to make change. But that's what a lot of people wanted.
Where was the Darius trade? Because was it to San Antonio for filler?
I mean, how many Brandon Ingram conversations did we have? We talked about Ingram. It was like for 3 weeks straight.
They also didn't trade him to somewhere else.
No, we talked about so many different pieces. Mikal Bridges got brought up for a million different reasons.
216-474-0092. Robert and Dietrich, you guys stay there. Should we be giving Kobe Altman more credit for sleeping on the job? More on that next on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.